Time for food for thought here on 107.7 The Pulse. Call 866-823-1077. And now, here's food for thought.
And welcome to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me is Jeannie Lester. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, we would love to hear from you. You can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We would love to hear of a new restaurant you've been to, or if you know of one that's going to be opening up, or if you just want to chat with us. Today, we are also, we're always live here at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester. That's at 814 Elm Street. So you can come on down and have lunch at Midtown Cafe, and you can watch the show. And yes, you are listening to Food for Thought. We are on at a different time. We're on now Monday through Fridays from 12 to 2. And here we are, second day.
Absolutely, yes. And it's a beautiful day. It is much sunnier, much easier to get around than it was yesterday. And it's a great day to be out and about. And, I was thinking as you were describing what it is that we do here on Food for Thought, what a fun show to work with. Because, you know, sometimes when you think, you know, I go home and I work at home, well, yeah, this work never ends, but that's the fun part because you're always thinking about food. You're always encountering something new that kind of makes you think of food and different little tidbits to bring back. So it's a fun thing to do.
The only thing that's like in the back of my head, though, Jeannie, mm-hmm. is yesterday with Rocco sitting there and thinking healthy.
Yes.
But, you know, like he said, I guess we just have to get into the mode of it and just, you know, be thinking healthy.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and have it be like a lifestyle change. That's, you know, what I'm trying to do, make it, you know, be a lifestyle change.
Good for you. And, you know, the other thing is, and maybe, as we talk with Rocco, we can kind of explore this a little more, but I think most personal trainers will encourage you to, okay, be realistic and find a way to incorporate a moderate amount of those things you truly enjoy into your diet. It's just, you know, I'm one of those people who I enjoy M&Ms. Well, I don't have to enjoy a whole bag. And
exactly.
When I say a bag, I don't mean the little one that your kids get for
trick
or treat.
Bag?
I mean, oh, yes. Like, I do not want portion control when it comes to M&Ms. But, you know, so if you can scale those things back, it's still great to celebrate all the good flavors that are out there.
That's right. It's all about portion control.
Right.
That's,
right.
You know, really what it is.
And not feeling deprived, probably, too. So if you do allow yourself, you know, if I'm dying for a piece of chocolate cake, you know, have one in that 2-week span, because then you're much more likely to dig in and stick with your plan overall.
Exactly. Portion. That
yes.
is. Yes. And actually, you know what I always
Feeding
like to
that
read?
Sweet side.
I always like to read what the food quote is of the day.
Okay.
Actually, this was yesterday's and we didn't get a chance to read it.
No.
When we lose, I eat. When we win, I eat. I also eat when we're rained out.
And substitute in there, snowed out. Yeah.
Right. You know, but isn't that like kind of like, you know, you eat. But
right. And then, you know, the other part of that is when we do things that way, then are you truly enjoying? Because we don't want to downplay the significance and the enjoyment of food. It is meant to be enjoyed as well. But if it becomes a compulsion, then you're less likely to enjoy the truly special dishes.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And being able to enjoy them and then just, you know, getting right back onto it. You know,
right.
Getting right back on and thinking healthy. Yes. Like Rocco said, 80-20. Mm-hmm. 80% of the time,
yep.
you're thinking and doing healthy. And then, you know, 20% of the time, you can have what
you indulge
want
that
within,
little splurge
within
sure.
reason.
You know, and that's a good time to really bring that up because I'm pretty excited about the lineup that we have for today's show.
I know. I don't know if it's in my I'm not sure, but it might be. But why don't you tell them?
All right. So what makes me very excited is we are going to be hearing from Jeff Bart soon, and he is the owner of Granite State Candies. and ice cream, of course.
And
those of you who are familiar with this story, you know that even just walking by on the sidewalk, you get that amazing
smell
of chocolate and candy, you know, all of those things that really are very compelling. We're also going to be hearing a little later on from Linda Thompson-Deitch, she's going to be talking about food and different issues, and she's a great food blogger, foodie, just all around knowledge
major
of food.
She is. Wait until you talk to her. She comes with a wealth of information, and you know, listeners, if you want to look her up before she comes on, you can check her blog out. She has a great, great food blog, lots of recipes, and you know, and I love you know, when you go through her food blog, she gives like the history of her recipes, and you know, a lot of them have to do with her family, and she tells little stories about her family and great pictures, but you can check it out at Linda A. Thompson, Thompson, blogspot.com. is where you can get it. And I will soon have a link that they can link from our website, foodforthoughtnh.com, that they'll be able to get to Linda's blog from there as well. Web guy's working on that right now. But
Then even later in the program, we're going to be hearing from the folks at Make-A-Wish in New Hampshire, which is neat because a lot of us are familiar with Make-A-Wish, but there are a lot of things we don't know, and really just to see how that impacts families.
When you and I went for that meeting,
yes.
I was like, you know, I mean, my son had a wish, so I mean, I know what the whole process is about, but you know, we were there for what, like almost an hour, and just... I just feel like we could have just kept talking and talking and talking, you know?
Because the more that you talk with them, the more you uncover, and there's just so many parts to this great undertaking of bringing the wish to fruition and all the people that are involved on so many different levels.
Different levels.
Yeah.
I thought that was just amazing. So these are the kinds of things that we're going to be doing with Food for Thought on a weekly basis. So you can look forward to that. Let me just give a rundown of our sponsors, which, you know, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for our sponsors. Express Jewelry, right on Main Street in Concord. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions in Bedford and Londonderry. Belmont Hall, right here in Manchester. New England Coffee, our official coffee of Food for Thought. And Celeste Oliva, which is a great place for your source for the freshest premium extra virgin olive oil and balsamic vinegars right in Concord. Delicious.
And I got to say something about Celeste Oliva. We were trying to do things a little more healthy, and our family loves popcorn, like the kind that you make in a kettle on top of the stove with oil and all that. And we usually do that, and then my husband usually dumps a generous portion of butter on top. And I thought, we were at Celeste Oliva, and she has the butter-infused olive oil.
No way.
And I thought, okay, I'm going to try this. I didn't tell the kids.
Okay.
So
That's a great taste test.
Oh, it was amazing. It smelled good while I did it. So I put just a layer of the olive oil on the bottom of the pan and covered that just with the popcorn, put the kettle cover on that, kind of kept that going as it was popping. And then at the end, instead of adding butter, I added more of the olive oil infused with butter. I salted it and I put it out in bowls. I didn't say a word. And the boys came by and they had a different look, and they said, well, this tastes very different. I like it. It's like at the movie. Nuts. And I was just so pleased. So I have to go back and buy a bunch more. But then I was thinking, she also has the olive oil that's infused with garlic.
Yes.
I wonder, I could do that to popcorn,
you could
all these different.
Do all
it's
different
just fun
kinds.
To play and experiment.
That is that's a great idea.
Cool.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we also need to mention one more of our sponsors, Red Arrow Diner.
Oh, Red Arrow
because
Diners,
there's
yes.
some exciting news coming with Red Arrow Diner. Of course, we know the locations in Manchester and Milford, but we are opening soon in Londonderry, correct?
It has been so crazy. As you know, you see my office here at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester. It's packed with just stuff, and it's just been a fun crazy,
yes.
you know,
yes.
a fun crazy, because this has been like almost a 2 year, you know, in the waiting, and we're getting right down to the wire. So it'll be opening up, in less than a week, probably a week from about now. So, and then
exciting.
The listeners can also stay tuned because we'll be doing a live broadcast from there.
That is fantastic.
You know, after we open. So, I think for those of you tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought, 107.7 WTPL FM. And we're going to go on a short break. And when we come back, we're going to be in studio here with Jeff Bart from Granite State Candies and Ice Cream. You can check them out on the web at nhchocolates.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 1077 The Pulse.
I like our little jingle.
Yes.
All right. Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol, in studio with Jeannie Lester. And yes, welcome back. I like the little jingle.
I know. It's hard to kind of get away from that groove.
I know. Yeah. We're like dancing over here.
We're rocking it out over here.
But yes, we are live at the Beacon Building, downtown Manchester, 814 Elm Street. So if you're out and about and you want to come and have lunch with Food for Thought, Carol and Jeannie, come on down. And we are in studio with Jeff Bart from Grand State Candy and Ice Cream Shop. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you're able to make it. And so tell me what, you know, I haven't talked to you for a little while. And how long has it been since you've been here, right here in downtown Manchester?
So over the summer, we had our second anniversary, so...
Got it. You're good now. Sorry. Nope.
Better?
Yep. You're
okay,
good.
Okay, great. So, this summer we celebrated our second anniversary.
Second.
I know. It's been a little over two years now. Yeah.
Time flies by so
That's
fast.
For sure.
It's not even funny.
It does. It does. And it's been great. Yeah, we've had a wonderful reception down here. And since June, we've really seen some terrific growth here in the store as well. So, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, we're very, very happy.
That is, well, yeah. I know that it hasn't helped me with my... my little journey, because the girls and I will go over and get truffles.
Sure.
Your staff knows me pretty well.
Speaking of your truffles, I got to say, so I've been married to my husband now for 14 years, and mm-hmm. when we were dating, he would walk to Granite State Candies in Concord at the time, and his little gift, his kind of wooing me, he knew how to get to me, was truffles from Granite State Candy. And so that was it. I mean, it's so neat because there is such a history there. But for those who don't know, mm-hmm. Tell a little bit about your store and all that you do there and what makes you so different. Because there's that special feeling that, okay, this is real chocolate. And I know you sell things other than chocolate, but that speaks to my heart.
Yeah, sure. The business was established back in 1927 by my grandfather, and it's been in my family ever since. And he started out, he was a candy maker by trade. He had learned his trade down in Lawrence, Massachusetts, and then moved his family up here in 1926, and then soon thereafter opened up the shop on Warren Street. So we've been in the same exact location in Concord since 1927. So, which is great. Yeah, we love being part of the downtown. We love our old historic building that we're in and everything. So, what do? We are first and foremost, we're a chocolatier. We make a huge variety of different kinds of chocolates, truffles, and chocolate molded items. And then we're also a candy maker. We have deep roots in candy making. Things like sugar mints and brittles and hard candies and things of that nature that go all the way back to the time that my grandfather established the business. So, yeah, we make a huge variety of different things, including roasted nuts, which is a very large component of our business as well. So,
and they roast their own nuts and everything. They make all their chocolates, everything right there.
Absolutely.
I loved when Michelle and I. No, actually, I went with it was with my mother.
Right.
To the tour.
Sure.
That is so fun.
Yeah.
That is so fun to get a tour of the kitchen at Grand State Candy. It's cool.
It is. It's a lot of fun. It's this past summer we had another open house, and we hadn't done one, Carol, for a couple of years. And we had I think the first time we did the tours associated with the open house, we only had we had two time slots. This time we had three.
Oh my god!
And they were packed solid with people. And,
well,
and
what does that tell you, Jeff?
I know. It's very difficult sometimes.
I'm sure it is.
During, you know, yeah.
And maybe the space too, is it a little, you know, do you have a whole lot of space there?
Or
like us on Lowell Street, you
absolutely
know, at the Red Arrow.
Exactly, right. It's the same thing. Yep. Very little space, a lot of people and a small amount of space with a lot of equipment. So to get people through, it can be challenging, but if we can keep it up, we will. It's tough for us to do it when we're in full production, like this time of year. We're cranking out the hearts. We're getting the chocolates made for Valentine hearts. And soon enough, we'll be making those bunnies again, too, for Easter. So.
Oh, man. For those of you tuning in, you are listening to The Pulse 107.7, and we're in studio with Jeff Bart, Granite State Candy and Ice Cream Shop, a third-generation candy family since 1927. What does that tell you? Mm-hmm. And he has two locations, one in Concord on Warren Street and one right here on Elm Street. What is the number on Elm Street, Jeff?
832.
832. It's just like, lucky for me, it's two doors down from here. I mean, literally, maybe three. Two or three. It's just right there. And so right now at Granite State Candy, it must be crazy in there with Valentine's Day around the corner. I mean, tell me, you know, tell us how it is, you know, how is it when you walk in the door over there? Let people know what to expect when they walk in the door.
Well, I brought a couple of things with me. So just a little sampling, very small sampling. So what do you see now? You see lots of reds, you see lots of pinks, you see lots of golds. So we have a huge variety of packaged gift boxes, heart-shaped boxes of chocolates, truffles, roasted nuts, and so forth. So it's Valentine's Day everywhere you look. There are foil-wrapped hearts. There are chocolate-molded hearts. There's everything you could possibly imagine. There are gift stacks for your Valentine. And then, of course, for a Valentine's Day, we dip lots of strawberries and chocolate as well.
Yes.
So that's become another fun, important component of Valentine's Day for us, too. So it's everywhere you look, it's Valentine's Day. It's a lot of fun.
And as you're describing some of the chocolates and things like that, I just think again about trends in food, because there are those food trends like salted caramel is everywhere. And then, you know, there was a trend a little while ago. Is that what they say?
I brought some with me.
I'm loving being here now, because you brought like a heaping treasure trove of samples for us. So we will be diving into those, I'm sure. But, you know, in a while ago, it was white chocolate was the big thing. Everybody was into white chocolate. And now it's dark chocolate because people are feeling that's maybe a little healthier. What are you seeing as far as the trends for what people really want and go for? What are they buying? What do they like about chocolate? Because honestly, two things strike me again about Valentine's Day, in that chocolate is supposed to simulate those feelings of being in love anyway. So that's why we kind of turn to chocolate when we're having a bad day.
Absolutely, and they do.
Yeah,
it does. Absolutely. What do we see? We see people trending toward the dark chocolate. And we have a couple of different kinds of dark chocolate that we use. We have a semi-sweet that we use predominantly on almost all of our dipped chocolate products. So the caramels that you were talking about, those are dipped in the semi-sweet dark chocolate. But we also have, and I brought a few with us, it's a 72% cocoa content dark chocolate. A little less sweet, a little more cocoa. So we're seeing more people requesting the higher cocoa content
really?
Chocolates. Absolutely. Yeah, it's I think people are becoming more sophisticated in what it is that they're looking for and what they want. And we certainly want to offer everything that people have come to expect. So when they come into our shop, they expect to see certain kinds of things that we've had for, you know, 80 some odd years now. But they also like to have and see some new items as well. So we try to satisfy and offer new things as we feel as though they're going to become popular and so forth.
Right.
Going forward.
What about salted caramel? That seems to be like a big trend right now. So everything seems to be salted caramel, everything.
Yeah, you know, there is a trend. I think people are putting salt on things that, you know, that are a little unusual, at least in the confectionery business and so forth. And we've stuck with the tried and true. So we put sea salt on top of our homemade caramel after we dip it in either milk or dark chocolate. And they are just, I would say, our second most popular item at the moment that people will buy out of our chocolate showcase. Still the king and the number one product we sell is our, we call it almond butter crunch, which is a homemade toffee
so good.
Dipped in chocolate and
oh,
sprinkled
wow.
with toasted almonds.
It's so good.
It's delicious. Yeah, it's one of my favorite things that we make. It's very rich. It's maybe not for Carol's diet at the moment, but maybe one or two pieces.
20%, so. Jeff.
Yeah, that's true.
May rocket your whole.
There's always room, right? So yeah, and salted caramels now is number two, and we have some customers that will come in, and there's one gentleman who comes in just for the dark chocolate salted caramels. And he simply wants us to fill up a bag. He doesn't care how big it is and how much it is. He just wants a bag full of them. And wow. He comes in once a week.
Nice.
So, yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So, yeah.
That is cool.
Well, I'm thinking too, as you know, you talked about that you make your own candies. Mm-hmm. And although chocolate is not particularly delicate, I know that if I leave a Hershey bar in the car in the summer, it gets bloom on the outside and it turns that whitish color. Mm-hmm. And then if I'm cooking with it, it's easy to burn chocolate. Once you burn chocolate, there's no saving it. Mm-hmm. So is there one of the forms of chocolate that is easier to do, or do you have a lot of temperature variation considerations in what you're doing as far as the candies that you produce?
Well, sure. The rule you will always want to apply with chocolate is gentle heating, mm-hmm. and gentle cooling. You never want to get chocolate much above, when you're melting at 120 degrees. That's sort of the top end of the temperature spectrum. And then when you're going through the tempering process, you really do need to bring the chocolate down slowly. Mm-hmm. And normally you could, if you're tempering on a marble, you could melt your chocolate out. You could work the chocolate back and forth until it's cooled down to about 83, 84 degrees. And then you can add a little bit of melted chocolate back to it and continue to agitate it until you've brought the temperature back up to about 89 degrees. And then you're probably going to have some nicely tempered chocolate. So gentle, you want to be gentle with chocolate. All the time. And it is something, if you don't watch and control the temperature properly, you will wind up with a product that doesn't look nice and shiny and have that nice snap that you expect when you bite into it.
Ooh, it does usually have a nice snap to it.
Good to stare right.
It absolutely does. Yeah, it's one of the characteristics of well-tempered chocolate. Mm-hmm. So a good snap.
You know, isn't it amazing when we have people in and you just learn about their trade and, yes. and what you learn from it? You know, last week it was about wine and, you know, and now chocolates. It's just, you know, you're just always learning something. It's great. We're going to go on a short break, and we are in studio with Jeff Bart from Granite State Candy and Ice Cream Shop. You can check them out on the web at nhchocolates.com, and stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7. The Pulse.
Get in the groove. All right, welcome back to Food for Thought. We are in studio with Jeff Bart from Granite State Candy and Ice Cream Shop, a third generation candy family since 1927. They have two locations, one in Concord on Warren Street and one right here in downtown Manchester, just two doors down from where we are right now, live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street. You're at
832.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
At 832 Elm Street. And let's talk a little bit about, actually, he did hand us some truffles.
Yes.
I'm going to ask him a question, then I'm going to eat my truffle. Okay?
Oh, good for you. Okay.
I hope Rocco's not listening.
we'll keep your secret, Carol.
Okay,
don't worry.
Keep my secret. Yeah.
Just between us, right
just
here.
Between us, right here. No one else is listening. No. Oh, gosh. Let's talk about the ice cream. I mean, I know it's winter right now, but
sure.
Have you ever tried their ice cream?
I have.
Amazing.
And it is, because it is that creamy. Oh. There's something called mouthfeel. It's got that mouthfeel. It's got the flavors. And I brought my kids because that was my excuse to go in quite often. And they had their different, you know, I mean, like burgundy chocolate chip or something. I don't know if I got the right.
Yeah, very good.
That's my daughter,
nice.
Rachel. Yeah. She's in Iowa right now.
Is she?
And
yeah.
She still is talking about that for when she comes back. We need to go.
Excellent.
And
yeah.
get that ice cream, because that is, you have different flavors
yes.
that you don't see everywhere
it's
else.
It's unique flavors. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. they're not, you know, sometimes I find when you go, to other places and, you know, the flavor isn't so, you know, So bold.
Right.
Yours is, you can really taste, you know, the different flavors in your ice cream. And it's, and like you said, it's nice and creamy and delicious. How many different flavors do you have at any given time?
Oh, good. Peak season during the summertime, we have a minimum of 32. Most of the time, we've got closer to 40. We have limited case space, so we can only dip about 36, 38 flavors at any one point in time. But we'll rotate over the season. We'll rotate through at least 40, if not more, flavors. So we'll have some that we only make a small amount of, and then when we dip it out, it's gone. Especially in the fall time, we'll do pumpkin spice, and we'll do Indian pudding, and we'll do some of those other special fall-time flavors. And then we have others that we have a big list. We have a master list of something like 120 flavors, and we'll pick off two or three for the season. We'll start making new ones. So it's fun. It's fun to always try something new.
It must be fun. I mean, you must really love what you do.
Yeah, we do. We all do. You know, I mean, we've got folks that have been with us, pushing 20 years, and so it's a real family affair. We're a relatively small group of people, we all enjoy what we do. Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
Talk a little bit about making the ice cream and why does it taste so good and just feel right? And what do you do differently that we don't get everywhere else?
What's really unique with our ice cream is that all of the dairy we use in our ice cream comes from one dairy farm. So it's the cows of Contoocook Creamery. It's another family who's been in the dairy farming business for generations. Mm-hmm. They have about 200 milking head of cattle, and they take their milk and cream, and they turn it into a special ice cream base that we use for every single flavor of ice cream that we make. Yeah. It has a very high butterfat content, so it has a 16% butterfat content. To give you a comparison, things you'll buy in the supermarket are maybe 10 or 12%.
Okay.
Ben and Jerry's is about 14% or thereabouts.
Yeah.
So 16% is on the rather high end. And that's what gives that very rich, creamy mouthfeel.
Yes.
So when you bite into the ice cream, it coats your tongue, and then that gives you that wonderful creamy sensation. And then after the fat in the ice cream has melted in your mouth, that's when the flavor gets released. So it's important that you use super high quality ingredients. So for our vanilla based ice creams, our vanilla ice cream, we only use a fourfold Madagascar bourbon vanilla. So it's some of the best, in my opinion, some of the best vanilla in the world.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. It's goodness. Extremely high quality. It's what we use in all of our candies as well. So
vanilla is actually one of my favorite. I mean, I love golden vanilla. It's just so, so delicious. Mm-hmm. Just so good.
It is. And you can tell you can tell the difference.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah. If it's imitation vanilla or if it's a lower grade vanilla. We even make something called Tahitian vanilla. So it's a special Tahitian sourced vanilla bean turned into a vanilla, and the flavor is quite different. So it's fun to even experiment with vanilla flavors.
And doesn't vanilla kind of round out flavors? Does it kind of even flavors that aren't just pure vanilla? When you add vanilla to other flavors, doesn't it just kind of get similar to fat? I mean, fat is a flavoring as well, and it helps round things out. Doesn't vanilla do the same thing?
Oh, it does. It enhances the flavor other things that you put in there. Mm-hmm. So even in places you wouldn't expect it, sometimes even in fruit flavors, you can round the tone of a fruit flavoring. So for our mango ice cream that we make, we put vanilla and mango ice cream.
Nice.
And it gives it that wonderful round flavor in your mouth. It sort of evens the tone of the ice cream out. So, it's vanilla. It goes in almost everything. And cocoa is another example of a flavor enhancement. You can put a little bit of cocoa into a coffee ice cream, and you'll get a nicer, richer coffee flavor as well. Okay. So we do that with certain coffee ice-based ice creams. We'll put a small amount of cocoa in, and it will act as an enhancement.
Wow. So, yeah. That is interesting. It's not enough to make it like a mocha, but you're really just adding it to bring out that full coffee flavor.
Yep. It's not enough to give that, you know, chocolate taste or feel, but it really backs up the coffee and rounds out the flavoring. So, yeah.
I appreciate and I appreciate all of this information, but I really think that Carol, being responsible journalists here, we need to go and find out fully, you know, just verify all that he's saying.
For sure.
And, you know, try these things out.
I have done that with this trial.
I saw your eyes kind of roll back in your head there.
This is like amazing. It really is. And what kind is this one that I have?
You have a champagne truffle.
Oh, yep. I'm telling you, listeners, it is... And it's really a good size. I mean, it's big.
It is.
They're huge. Yes.
Well, Carol, there were two sizes in here. You chose the large size. Just to be clear about that.
The outside. So the champagne truffle. There's something dark in the middle. Is that chocolate?
Yes. It's amazing.
It's a dark chocolate ganache. Mm-hmm. In the center. So and it's white chocolate on the outside.
Very
and
nice.
A white chocolate shell. Yeah.
So. Being an expert and having such a long history in candies, and we really haven't talked too much about the nuts. I know that's a component as well, but
sure.
Still on that ice cream vein, what then prompted you to say, hey, let's go into ice cream. Let's bring this out.
Right. So going back to the early days when my grandfather was running his candy shop, a few years after he established the business, he opened up what later was known as the Granite State Annex. And it was right next door to the original candy shop. And at the time, it was a lunch counter, so you could buy sandwiches and things of that nature. But he also had homemade ice cream. And he made the ice cream up until about 1945, 46. And when rationing was put in place for World War II, he wasn't able to get enough cream, butter, and sugar to do ice cream and chocolates and candies. So he had to close down his ice cream shop.
Wow.
So we of course, all had all his recipes. We had the old menus from the shop. And it was one of our goals was to start making ice cream again. So back in 2003, I can't believe it's been that long, we renovated our store and we expanded it significantly. And one of the goals back then was to make sure we were going to have space to make our own ice cream again. So that's when we reintroduced our full line of ice cream. So.
I love the history. Don't you? Mm-hmm. You know, like the old menus, like you said, you know, I'm going through some stuff for the new Red Arrow to put on the walls in Londonderry. And it's just so fun looking at the history. Like when you go to Jeff's website, nhchocolates.com, you have like those old pictures of the old counter. And, you know, I love that part of it. It's just so fun.
Yeah, it is. It's great. We have a huge collection of old boxes that chocolates have been in through the years.
Cool.
And from time to time, someone will find one in their attic and they will bring it in and say, gosh, we found this. We're cleaning out so-and-so's attic and we thought you'd really want to have it. And we'll look at it and we'll say, wow, that's probably from the 30s.
Someone did the same thing to me a few years ago, an old cup, and it had all the five locations of the diner back and we figured it was around 1940s.
Right. Yeah.
So and I have it like in a frame.
Yeah.
And then
someone
found a Red Arrow Cafe spoon in their front yard.
Wow.
It says Red Arrow Cafe on it.
That's amazing.
It is. Yeah. The history is just, you know, when you hear from like the old timers and stuff that have been coming in. And
absolutely. You know, yes. Yeah.
Are there any secret menu items at Granite State Candy?
Oh, secret menu items.
You know, that just the insiders know about?
Well, we'll always do variations, especially with our fraps.
Ooh.
So we have a huge list of those as well and we'll rotate through something we call Frap of the Week. So you can come in, there'll be a new frap. It's usually just during the summer months. And we'll have a new concoction, so to speak, that someone has come up with, and they'll mix all kinds of different flavors together and they'll experiment, and someone will be bringing a new one around and we'll all have to sample and test and see if it passes the muster. And then we'll come up with it. We'll make the sign and we'll run with Frap of the Week. If there's a Frap of the Week that you remember and it's not up, we'll always make it for you, for sure.
Just like at the diner.
Absolutely.
We have the ingredients, so we'll do it for you.
Of course. Right. Absolutely.
And you know, listeners, you need to know, when you do go into Granite State Candy, their ice cream sizes are
very small.
I
remember once going in and a woman ordered a large, and J-Dog and I both turned our heads at the same time. We went, what? Like, she's going to eat a large? And oh my gosh, it was Yeah.
It's great fun. There are people that know, too, how big they are, and they will come in, and that's what they'll do. They'll get, they'll want two full scoops of ice cream, and I hate to admit this, but that's close to a quart of ice cream.
So, it is. Yeah. When I come over here, like, in, you know, and I'll go get some ice cream, I'll tell them, no, I don't even want a full scoop. Just give me
because it's so
big. Right.
Yeah. No, it's great. And that's and that, again, goes back to my grandfather's day, and that he was known back then for big portions of ice cream. So, and it was also something that my father's loved ice cream. So growing up, you know, we would go on vacation and we'd travel around. And that was one of the things that we did. We would look for ice cream shops and we'd go and we'd eat. And he would talk about the ice cream his father made. And it was a lot of fun. So it was nice to have that connection.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, and good. You do it right now with your brother, right?
Yep, that's right. Yeah. Yep, the two of us, and my mother still comes in and helps out in the business as well. Oh. So she tells me this is my last year. She said that a lot.
So. She's probably said that the past 10 years.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
That's so cute. Yeah. But you'll always have like a stool for her.
Oh, she can come and go as she pleases, yes, for sure. Yeah.
That is, as you've said, I think the family story of that just really enhances, I mean, probably for you working there, but also just it completes the story. It just makes it even more enjoyable for those of us who know, because there are so few things that have that tradition. Mm-hmm. So,
Jeff, thank you so much for coming on.
My pleasure. And, thanks for having me.
Hearing more about Granite State Candy and Ice Cream. And we're at the top of the hour. And stay tuned. We'll be joined with Linda, food blogger. We'll be right back.